Records. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Just fine, gotta be down because I want it all. It's That's The Killers, of course, with Mr. Brightside, and this is another pre-recorded edition of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. This is being recorded on Monday, August 15th, going out on the 21st. Yeah, that's right. Hope you're well. Before we get into it, another memo from the Department of Misacknowledgements, and this is an unfortunate one on my part. Last week, we played some Lamont Dozier's numbers because he had recently passed away, and also acknowledged the death of David McCulloch, the historian. But at that same time, word also came through that Daryl Hunt, the former bassist for the Pogues, had also passed away. He was the successor to Katja Reardon, who recommended him for the slot when she decided to leave after recording their second album, Rum, Sodomy, and the Lash. And he was an able replacement, truly fantastic, and also quite a songwriter in his own right. And I had always loved this song that I'm about to play, but I didn't know that he had written it. And when I realized that during the commiserations and the condolences, that we have really missed out on something fantastic. So I'm going to play this next song from their final album, Pug Mahone, Spider Stacy on vocals. And it's a song that has always had a special resonance for me. And why is that? Well, I just can't tell you that. Maybe someday, when you grow up. Anyway, we'll get things started with the Pogues.
Thank you. grandfather say, something is over there for me. Grandmother say, let me tell you what to do now. My father say, son, let me share it up for you, nene. My mama say, let me tell you what to do, but I don't wanna sit right down and wait a little while. Yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and wait a little while. No. And if I get no way. Ooh, no way. And I start to pass that way. They say I will never get no way. My father say something is over there for me now. And I tell him that now, daddy, I don't want to be that way now. My grandmother say, son, let me tell you just what to do now. I told me that there is something to this day for me. I go on the Tell me what to do now, and I realize that only I got what it takes. I go on the die.
Upon the white veranda, she wears a necktie and a Panama hat. Her passport shows a face from another time and place. She looks nothing like that. And all of the remnants of her reason grass are scattered in a wild wind. She walks across. The other way as the last ship sails and the moon fades away from Lockdown Bay. As the morning light breaks open, the creek comes down and he asks for a rope, and then we'll ride right on the shore. The desk clerk says, Cavalier removes his fears. Am I here on your away as the storm clouds rise and the palm branches sway from Lockdown Bay?
strikes, the lights blow out. The desk clerk wakes, he begins to shout, can you see anything? Then the Greek appears on the second floor in his bare feet with a rope around his neck. While a loser in the gambling room lights up a candle, says, open up another deck. But the dealer says, attendez-vous, s'il vous plaît. As the rain beats down and the cranes fly away from Black Diamond Bay, the desk clerk heard the woman laugh as he looked around in the aftermath, and the soldier got tough. He tried to grab the woman's hand, said, here's a ring, it cost a grand. She said, that ain't enough. She ran upstairs to pack her bags while a horse-drawn taxi waited at the curb. She passed the door by the Greek headlock to where a handwritten sign read, do not disturb. She knocked upon it anyway. As the sun went down and the music did play on Black Diamond Bay. I've got to talk to someone quick, but the Greek said, go away, to kick the chair to the floor. He hung there from the chandelier. She cried, help, there's danger near. Please open up the door. Then the volcano erupted and the lava flowed down from the mountain high above. The soldier and the tiny man were crouched in the corner thinking of them in love. The desk clerk said, it happens every day. As the stars fell down and the moons fled away on Black Diamond Bay. As the island slowly sank, the loser finally broke the bank in the gambling room. The dealer said, it's too late now, you can take your money, but I don't know how you'll spend it in the tomb. She's out on the balcony where a stranger tells her, my darling travels in blue. She sheds a tear and then begins to pray. Left nothing but a Panama hat and a pair of Greek shoes. It didn't seem like much was happening, so I turned it off and went to grab another beer. Seemed like every time you turn around, there's another hard luck story that you're gonna hear. And there's really nothing anyone can say.
That's Bob Dylan with Black Diamond Bay from the Desire album. Before that, Toots and the Maytals, gonna sit right down. And we start off with the Pogues, a number by Daryl Hunt from their final studio album, Pogue Mahone, and that song was Love You Till the End. And we are going to move things up a little bit. We're going to have the legally mandated PSA now. And why? You'll find out soon enough.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So where was I? Ah, yes. The reason that the PSA got moved up is that this next block of music is rather long. And here's why. A few weeks ago, I belatedly, finally watched the documentary When We Were Kings about the 1974 rumble in the jungle in Kinshasa's Democratic Republic of Congo, then known as Zaire. And, of course, world-famous fight, Ali and Foreman. And in addition to the fight, there was a great lineup of musicians, and those performances have been preserved on the soundtrack, which I promptly purchased a used copy of. So what you're going to hear is live at the 20th of May Stadium, now known as Stade Tata Raphael, and it'll be some Crusaders, some B.B. King, some Spinners, and a bit of a dialogue from the greatest himself thrown in. So enjoy. We'll be right back.
If you think the world was surprised when Nixon resigned, wait till I kick Fulman's behind.
Of my door, it looked like a brand new Cadillac. Hey! And I ain't got now, now, baby. I think you've been cheating on me. This morning, and you know it didn't leave no ice. The postman stopped by later, baby, and it didn't even ring twice. Oh, I think you're cheating on me, baby. I think you're running out on me. I believe to my soul, baby, that you've given me some outside help that I don't think I really need. Now I want you to tell the Iceman the next time he better leave some ice. And I want you to tell the postman he better ring more than twice. And when I come home from work in the morning, it better still be some groceries on the shelf. And I want you to tell that slick insurance man that he better write some insurance on his shelf.
I like to tell the children of the world, quit eating so much candy. I have 3 rotten teeth, and they're bad, and I had to have one of them pulled. I can't chew my food like I should. Eat natural foods, because we must whip Mr. Tooth Decay. I got one right here, one right here.
Bonsoir, citoyennes et citoyens. Excusez ma français. Well, anyway, because it's lousy.
And that's 4 from the When We Were Kings soundtrack. We had The Crusaders, Put It Where You Want It, B.B. King, I Got Some Help I Don't Need, James Brown, Gonna Have a Funky Good Time, and that was Spinners with I'm Coming Home. And we also had some words of wisdom from the greatest of all time sprinkled in there for our mutual benefit. And so if you get a chance, it's on streaming, it's been remastered, it's fantastic. Watch When We Were Kings. And that fight, the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle in what was then Zaire, Probably should have been Ali's final match, because then after that you get the Thriller in Manila. It's just a out-and-out slugfest with Joe Frazier, and then the quality of the fights just dips off precipitously, and a lot of people who follow boxing much more closely than I do, and people who were there at the time, say that it was after the Thriller in Manila in 75, I think it was. That's just, you know, when, you know, it really started to deteriorate health-wise for the champ. But, you know, what can you do about it? You know, just wear a helmet, kids. And two interesting facts about the Rumble in the Jungle. Number one, Don King put the whole thing together, and it was the biggest purse at the time. It was like $5 million each guaranteed just for showing up, on top of, you know, whatever you would win afterwards. And no promoter, no casino, no one could put up that kind of money. But Mobutu Sese Seko, the dictator of Zaire, could. He had a lot of that money. In fact, it was his people's money, and he put that money up, and they went with it. But Mobutu was so paranoid about assassins that he was not present for the fight itself at the 20th of May Stadium. He was watching the whole thing on a closed-circuit TV from an undisclosed location. Did Marcos show up for the Thrill in Manila? I honestly don't know off the top of my head, nor do I care. But, yeah, that's four plus two from the champ from the When We Were Kings soundtrack. See it if you can. Cannot recommend it highly enough. Up next, Victor Jara.
Abre la ventana y deja que el sol alumbre por todos los rincones de tu casa. María, mira hacia afuera, nuestra vida no ha sido hecha para rodearla de sombras y tristeza. María, ya ves, no basta nacer, crecer, amar, para encontrar la felicidad. Pasó lo más cruel, ahora tus ojos se llenan de luz y tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel. María, nacer, crecer, amar, para encontrar la felicidad. Pasó lo más cruel, ahora tus ojos se llenan de luz y tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel. María, sabroso
Rolling down the track.
And that's Sayakabo by Santana from Abraxas, their sophomore album. Before that, Neil Young, See the Sky About to Rain from the On the Beach album, a number that's been covered by Jeff Rosenstock. And we started off with Victor Jara, Abre la Ventana from the album El Derecho de Vivir en Paz. And that's for everyone on the Upper Weibo campaign. That's all you have this week for Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Ta-da!